The Expand Pedal Power Battery Kit is the ultimate solution for gigging musicians who rely on pedals to shape their sound, giving you drop-and-go rechargeable power that's always clean, quiet, and reliable.
Hey, y'all, we love bringing you content, so go ahead and subscribe, and we'll keep you up to date on everything.
We promise.
All right. Hey, Mike, good
How
to see you, man.
Good to see you, too, yeah.
Hey, so glad you let us here, listen today to look at your rig and talk things over. This has got to be the most fun gig, huh?
Super fun gig. It's crazy fun.
Yeah. Slamming band, right?
It's whenever people go, oh, so what's the name of your band? Well, I go, what's this? And I go, but... Bill Murray joined our band.
Yeah.
And they go, and they kind of look, and I go, like Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Bill Murray. Yeah. He joined a year ago. I asked him to join, and he weirdly said, I would love to do that.
Oh, God, that's great.
So, So now it's the Blood Brothers, which was myself and Albert Castilla. We were kind of doing this blues rock thing.
Yeah.
Of course, been friends with Jimmy Vivino for years, and then Bill, and then we kind of made it it's this big 10-piece rock and roll bluesy extravaganza.
And they got the right man for the job.
Well, like I mentioned before we started, there's three guitar players.
Yeah.
So if somebody passes out or God forbid, dies on stage, the show, we just move one off.
That's right, yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, that's right, so keep it going. Yeah. Now, I imagine, given your shared ancestry, there's probably a lot of Italian cuisine on
there's
catering.
There's a lot of bravado.
Yeah.
And a lot of, hey, how you doing? Hey, you know that.
Right.
A lot of
right.
that stuff.
Great. Okay, so tell me about this guitar you're playing.
Sure, man. Well, my good friend Rich Hannon and the fine folks at Paul Reed Smith sent me this guitar as one of many that they've sent me. This is a John Mayer, a Silver Sky.
Boy, they really nailed it on that, right?
They did. And obviously, you know, when I started playing Paul Reed Smith, it was not to play this style Paul Reed Smith.
Yeah.
I have several McCartys.
Yeah.
And really my favorite is like the McCarty with the wraparound tailpiece, the original. I really like that.
Yeah.
But in this band, we need some single coil sounds. We were talking that the other guys are predominantly Les Paul players.
Sure.
And so I said, hey, can I get a Silver Sky from you? And so, of course, they were great. I haven't, there's no modifications. It's exactly how it came out of the box. It's perfect. It does stay in tune very well. I love the sound of the pickups. I do a lot of in-between sounds on this guitar. I play cleaner in this group than I do in my own group. Play more clean guitar parts.
Sure. Probably have to, just to find your sonic space.
Absolutely.
10 people on stage, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. And I've certainly found that when there's other guitar players around, if I play clean, I'll get heard.
Right.
And then we're doing this in-ear thing. And that's really at a different element to playing clean, where I can really hear what I'm doing, which I think it's made me a better guitar player.
Well, you were great before.
I'm all right. Thanks. So yeah, I play this, and sometimes I play. I have I don't have it here. The NF3.
The
NF53.
The T style.
Yes.
Made.
Yeah.
Great guitar.
That's a great guitar. So I really bring this and that.
Yeah. But it's the Steve Cropper vibe of this band.
Totally, yeah. And I like it.
Yeah.
It's good. I don't mind it at all. It makes the band work.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think Steve Cropper kind of set that, like, in that big band. Yeah. That was the sweet spot that always cut. You know?
It always works. Yeah. So it's been fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it's pretty simple.
Pretty simple. And you've also got... tell me about that guitar.
Well, okay. So this is brand new.
Like brand new as in?
Like brand new, like my fiance Jackie bought this for me today.
Oh, really?
At the Gibson Garage. Your fiance,
you know what that says to me? Happily ever after.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I've never seen such a thing.
Yes.
A woman with a credit card just plopped it down.
Wow.
She picked it. She
did. Oh, really? God, I love the color.
I'm going to be 55 next month.
Yeah.
And she was like, it really would be cool to buy you a guitar for your birthday, and I don't know what to buy. And we went in there, and she goes, you need that green guitar right there.
Yeah. Is that like a 55? Or no,
57.
57, okay, because the humbuckers.
And
okay.
I don't think British Racing Green was obviously a 57 color.
Yeah.
It's a Murphy Lab. It's great weight. It's
maybe eight and a half. Wow, that's great.
So really good weight.
Yeah.
Sounds incredible. Custom buckers, unpotted. I know that.
Little microphonic, just the right amount of microphonic.
The right amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm going to definitely spin it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's a good place to break it in.
I think so.
And there'll be people in the crowd that actually worked on that guitar.
Yeah, right?
How cool is that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, very cool.
It's awesome. I mean, you got to play Gibson here.
A little bit. I try to play them all if I can.
Yeah, right. Okay, so really you're going between two guitars on stage, sometimes three.
Yeah.
But living mostly on that one?
Yeah, if I'm traveling, you know, I mean, this isn't way anything.
Yeah.
So it's usually if I'm bringing just one guitar on a plane, it's always this one.
Yeah.
It's going to do the job. It works.
Yeah.
And really living out of this very, I would say, basic pedal board.
Yeah, a very modest pedal board. So what do you got on the ground here?
Well, I'm not a clip-on tuner guy.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm an 80s, 90s step on your boss tuner.
Yeah.
Because I got to talk to the people while I'm tuning.
Sure. And it's always a little emasculating to have that thing hanging there.
I'm not a fan to see like some world-class guitar player like shredding with this big, no offense, snark tuner. But, you know, hey, whatever. They work.
Yeah, they work.
So I have my boss tuner. We were talking a little before we got started. I was telling you that this band, we were encouraged to kind of use in-ears, which we really hadn't done before because there's so many people and Bill, it was more comfortable. So the whole band got in-ears.
Yeah.
And then that encouraged, why don't we try to run some of the guitars direct? And I was pretty open to it. Like, let's try it. That sounds fun. I love gear but I didn't go well with anything digital. Too much. So I keep trying, and I've put together this analog setup. And really, all it is I always have a deluxe on stage. So I've got a Brown Amplification Chorus.
And the deluxe is just a 64 reissue?
Yeah, just running a little. That's the amp clean.
Yeah.
I like this because it's never too much.
Yeah, the thickener.
It's a. You know, later tonight when we go.
Oh, yeah. 8675309.
You know, when Bill Murray calls and says, hey, we should do Jenny.
It's a great idea.
Of course.
I think Tommy Two Tone lives in Nashville.
That's great. Well, maybe he'll be here. That's great.
Yeah, all right.
So that's a Brown Amplification. What do they call it?
It's like something.
SSHAC, but it's their chorus. And then the protein pedal, which, you know, I've been a fan of. If I have to have a pedal, that seems to be really, really good. It's the one side's kind of a Nobles. I can do like kind of higher gain blues rock. On that side.
Sounds great.
This side is more like a blues breaker, and I can just, if I need a little. If I'm going to go crazy, I can. You know, together they're really great.
Yeah.
Now that is it. That's the kit and caboodle.
That's the whole enchilada.
I got a little JHS, Y buffer, and one line just runs to the amp, and that's really all I'm doing. This is super cool. And it's not, we're not, you know, I don't, you can't hear my ears. This is made by Ethos Custom Tones, my friend Rob. This is an analog preamp.
Oh.
So it's not, the only thing digital is the reverb.
Oh.
Believe it or not, it's a two-channel preamp. So in my ears or direct, there's a deluxe reverb on this side. There's a dumble on that side.
Oh.
And I can switch channels.
And that's not going to your deluxe.
No.
That goes to front of house.
Right. So I have both going.
Yeah.
Tonight they'll use both. In the ears, I'll put that. It sounds great. And it's amazing that it's this big, weighs nothing. It has reverb on both sides.
Yeah, that's great.
Pretty incredible. And it has a speaker simulated out. That's not an IR, but it sounds really good. And it goes into that little isolator. So it's kind of like I have two really simple rigs. And honestly, I run this pedal the same way I'm running this. I really just run the deluxe and I'm just turning this off and on.
Yeah.
So if this breaks, hopefully that works.
Yeah.
If that breaks, then hopefully this works and we can maybe get through the gig.
Yeah, you got belt and suspenders. Yeah,
that's the plan.
Yeah.
That's always the plan. So that's pretty much, that's it.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to the other two parts of the Three Guitar Army.
It gets easier from here, trust me.
Hey, man, so good
Thank
to
you,
see
brother.
You. Yeah. And I'll be at the show tonight. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. So, as many of you know, D'Addario has been a longtime friend of PG, sponsoring Rig Rundowns, and they're a longtime friend of all the players with their Players Circle Rewards. I've been using it for years, and essentially, they will reward you for the gear you buy. Open it up, look inside, and there's a reward number. It's free and easy to sign up for. And as soon as you sign up, you immediately get some reward points just for putting your name in. After a while, you accumulate enough where you can buy more of this fantastic D'Addario gear. So as a Players Circle Rewards member, you get discounts on custom products and merch, you get free shipping, and you get a discount on the gear you're buying with your points or free gear, depending on that. And if you're charitable, you could donate your Players Reward points for musical education. So collect those points, buy the great gear, and let's get back to more rundowns. Hey, Albert, good
John,
to see you, man.
You too, brother.
Hey.
Pleasure to meet
you.
An honor to meet you.
Yo, back
Big
at
fan.
You.
Big
well, well, back at you, man.
You.
Okay, so tell me about this guitar.
Well, I've been a Les Paul fan for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've always been partial to the smaller necks. And I had a ton of these. And I think my favorite, it sounds weird, but my favorite model year was the 2013 year, because that's when they had the slim taper necks.
Oh, yeah.
And the push-pull knobs. And
right.
And I really took a liking to them. And then those 60s reissues came out in recent years, and I bought one of those bourbon burst.
Yes.
And then...
I've got one as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, such a great guitar.
Beautiful, great guitar.
Like 2019-ish?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what mine is.
20, nah, more, maybe a little bit more recent than that.
Yeah.
But, I traded a magnetone for that guitar. That's how much I really wanted it.
Yeah.
And now I got to get that magnetone back. But I just love Les Pauls. And when we got this Blood Brothers gig, Jimmy called Gibson, and Gibson brought us this one, and it played right out of the box.
Oh, it's great.
And it's amazing. It's just got great, it feels great, plays like butter. And
looks cool.
It's great. It's Blood Brother red. It's
God, yeah.
How would you describe this color?
I mean, yeah,
it's like a candy almost.
God, I don't know.
Sometimes it reminds me of that candy apple red. That George Harrison had.
Yes,
that's what it strikes me. It reminds me.
Lucy,
of
I think was that.
The Lucy,
yeah,
the one I think Clapton had it too.
Yeah, yeah, it's that old 50s that they refit. I think it's the one on that Beatles documentary that falls off the stand.
Correct, right, right,
yeah,
right. And I just love it. It's not let me down. I got it. I used it. We've been using it so much with Bill and on our own projects, that I had to get it tweaked a little bit again. And we played this gig in Charleston in the rain. It was the Riverfront Revival with Darius Rucker, and it was raining and cold, and and it just got all warped, and I had to get it adjusted.
Give it a little bit of love.
Yeah, just a little bit of love. See the little rust on it from the show?
Yeah.
It's got a little rust on it, but I like to kind of like the rust spots.
Oh, sure, genuine wear.
Character,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah. So are you only, do you have a backup backstage in case?
Nope, I'm too stingy to bring two guitars on the plane. And I'm a blues musician.
Yeah.
So we just like to economize. And we have, you know, Mike Zito's son is around teching, and
yeah.
if a string breaks, which hasn't happened, and I hope it doesn't happen tonight, but he's there.
So
and I usually use one of Mike's. Mike brings two guitars, so if something happens to me, I'll just grab him.
Right, right, like a true band.
Yep,
yeah, that's
yeah.
great.
And he's always got my back.
So what strings do you run? Strings and picks.
I use these bass picks.
Oh,
and
wow.
I get these from Pick World in Newcastle, Delaware.
Huh.
I think that warehouse, it's like a main warehouse, and I think they distribute those picks to Dunlop and all the other companies that sell these types. And I love these big bass picks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, those are...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a 1.0, and I use Ernie Ball hybrid slinkies, 9-46s. I always change... Over the years, since I was in my 20s, I'd always go back from 9s to 10s and I needed to meet halfway. I met halfway with it, and now I use the 9-46s, and they're perfect for me.
Yeah, great.
Love them.
Great. Okay, and your pedal board couldn't be simpler. What's going on here? What are you running into?
Well, I have this. I feel is the best wah-wah on the market. And it's a G-Lab.
I've never even seen one before.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
In your travels.
Yeah, in my travels.
All over the world. You've never come across these? Well, Warren Haynes had a signature model.
Oh.
But this thing knocks me out because it's got these knobs. Not knobs, but switches that adjust the variance of the wah, the tone. There's a bass switch, it goes from low to high. I like everything low. There's the expression switch, put that on low. There's a cue depth, I would assume it is. I put that on low, and then there's a volume switch, so that when you step on it, you get a little boost.
Oh, wow, cool.
It also has this feature where you can have it on click mode, or you have it on the pulse mode where it activates when you put your foot on and it turns off when you take it off.
That's a great feature.
Other companies have it, but the tone on this thing is I love the tone, and they're made in Poland, and they're hard to come by now. I had an endorsement with them years ago, and then they stopped calling me. but I still buy
call them.
Call them
again.
But I still you know, if I find one on Reverb, I'll snatch it. I just snatched this one on Reverb because the other two I had kind of. I just wore them into the ground. They lasted me a long time, 10, 15 years. But
yeah.
But I got this one, and I just absolutely love it. And I had another pedal that I was using for a while, and thankfully I found this one, and I got rid of the other one.
So cool.
I love it.
Cool. Okay, so you're going from that into what's the red thing?
That is the JHS Andy Timmons AT2.
Oh, okay.
The Andy Timmons pedal. It's an overdrive and a boost. And it's one of the most versatile pedals. I feel it's one of the most versatile pedals around because I'm a Marshall Lee type player. I have Friedman's.
Yeah.
I have a Friedman twin sister, which is two Dirty Shirley channels, and I have a Dirty Shirley as well. And I don't even need the overdrive for that.
Yeah.
You don't need an overdrive pedal for that amp.
Right. You're living in the dirt.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, but even you know, you can get a nice clean. You could get a decent hair, you know, slightly hairy clean sound.
Yeah.
Which is, that's who I am, I'm dirt.
Yeah.
And Mike is very clean, and Jimmy is the cleanest. He doesn't even have a pedal.
Yeah.
Let's
hear your basic, like your main tone you're using.
These are pretty much Ace Frehley kind of settings, you know, everything's kind of set flat.
Yeah.
God bless him, and I just...
Yeah.
And the versatility about it is that when I use backline and it's traditionally deluxes and twins and Fenders, I can get close to a, you know, I could get someone close in the ballpark of a Marshall and get the grit I need.
Yeah.
And then the G lab. Let me just show the G lab off.
Oh yeah.
It's just real thick, man. And
that sounds great.
It is. It's thick as hell. But this thing, I could just take this with me and it handles any backline amp.
So is it a pretty much an on all the time kind of?
If I'm going through a deluxe, yes.
Yeah.
And I'll just dial it back. Which I do. I do a lot most of the time with Bill, because Bill, we got a lot of pieces in this band, and Bill needs. He doesn't like a lot of clutter and a lot of heavy guitar.
Sure.
And so you know, I just laid. It's very sensitive to Bill. It's wonderful. And it's got a switch that changes the wattage. I think this is the highest wattage. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So the tones change, and the volume as well.
Yeah.
I think the middle one gives me the most gain.
Right.
Most volume. That one's a little slightly lower, but I always keep it in the middle position.
Yeah.
It's
loudest. Loudest is the best.
I saw Andy Timmons when he was with Danger Danger, and they opened up for Kiss.
Oh, how
I was
cool.
I was like in my early 20s. And I thought he was fantastic, but I never thought he'd ever come into my life in the form of a pedal, because I'm a blues guy by trade. But this thing, it's a lifesaver.
That's great.
Everything JHS makes is wonderful. I just love that company.
Oh, they're great.
I have an angry driver at home that I'll use maybe when I go overseas to Europe, because I don't trust their power.
Sure.
And it's battery powered, but this is my main guy right there.
That's great. Okay, so from that, what is this?
This is a Caitlin Bread a Topanga reverb.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic, because I've struggled with other reverb pedals. I've struggled to get that sweet spot.
Yeah.
The problem I always have is that, you know, there's just not that, there's no sweet spot with them, most of them. Like if you just dial it up a little, just a hair, you get too much reverb, and then you take it down a hair and it's gone. But
yeah.
I this one's got a sweet spot. It's got a volume on it, a volume knob. I don't really understand the knobs too much. I set them pretty much flat.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah, subtle.
It's so, I mean, I really never tested the range of how thick it can get. Because I'm an old man and I don't have a lot of time on this earth, and I don't want to spend my time screwing around with things. I just want to dial it up to my liking. And I don't,
yeah.
Mike will spend days messing with pedals. I have other interests. So this is just, that's all I need, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
get a sound you love and stop.
For right what there. I do, you know, my regular gig is a three piece, and that's all I really need for it, you know?
Yeah. And this Universal Audio Lion, that's what's giving you your direct tone.
Correct.
Out to the front of the house.
Right, and it's super clean, and it works well with the in-ears, and Mike is the one that turned me on to it. Mike's always looking out for me.
Yeah.
He really is, he turned me on to that pedal. So I've been using that one the last couple of weeks, and then I had to get a line out.
Sure.
DI thinks I got this Walrus canvas that he's using.
To split the signal between the deluxe on stage.
Exactly, because I use this as a monitor.
Yeah.
We made an effort to eliminate the stage volume for Bill. It just gets really, really, in the beginning when we first started, it just got really, really loud.
Yeah.
Three guitars.
Two drums.
A thunderous bass player. I mean, he's one of the best bass players around, but he's got this big tone, and then we got a sax and two keyboards, and so we had to go with the in-ears, and we had to figure a way to keep the stage volume down, and so that Bill would enjoy playing with us, you know.
Yeah.
And so I got that along with us.
Yeah, great.
It's great. I love the simplicity of the rig.
Yeah.
And I hardly divert from it. I mean, he goes through stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It does. That board will be different next week.
Yeah, by the time this posts, it'll all be different. Okay. Well, we'll circle back next year on the tour.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Albert, thank you, man.
John, thank
such
you
a
so
pleasure
much.
To
such
meet
an honor.
You.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Can't wait to see the show tonight.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great. All right. Okay. Now I'm with Jimmy Vivino. Jimmy, thanks so much.
Good to see you guys.
Good seeing you.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. So tell me about this guitar.
Oh, well, this is just a standard Les Paul. I call it Cherry Pie.
Oh, love that.
You know, it's, hold on, boys. It's just a made in USA standard, you know, right out the rack.
Yeah.
And making a damn good guitar.
Yeah, oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
MJ wound me a couple of pickups.
Really?
A couple of Queen Buckers in here.
Oh, very cool.
Her genius is unparalleled.
Oh, that's absolutely. Know. And what an amazing soul, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And she'll come and see me, and she'll know if it's not her pickups.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her ears are so, and she really isn't a musician or anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, MJ, if you're watching. Yeah. And yeah, and that's, to me, my main instrument is always a Les Paul.
Yeah.
Because I can get so many sounds out of it. I just use the volume controls and the tone controls on the guitar as my pedal board.
Sure.
And if I was in a place where I didn't need a pedal, I would just go directly into the Lux and turn it up to about 9.
Wow.
Maybe 10, you know.
Wow.
And then just from there, you can go anywhere from. And right, come on, right back to. So you got these things, folks.
Yeah.
They it's do something.
Right. It's all right there.
And you know, Leslie West had taught me early on about just, you know, she said, just pulling the tone.
Oh, that's great.
You know, and now for this gig, I use a way huge Deep State that George Trips built. For
oh,
me.
Okay.
The Joe Bonamassa model.
Oh, how cool.
Really a clone pedal.
Yeah.
A clone of a clone of a clone.
Clone of a clone of a clone.
Of a clone. And that's it. I call my pedal board George with a J. And any deluxe will do. This one's right now on about 3. And that's as far as we can go, and even then. And I'll just, you know, because if I'm, I need the headroom if I'm playing slide or something, then I'll need a little more, you know, just that. And when I was working early on in my guitar career with Al Cooper, playing at the Bottom Line in New York, about 1979 or so. And we're up there playing, and I got my deluxe, and it's like, you know, up on a little Apple box. And I have an early version of a pedal board, and I have a gold top, P90s. And it's got like a MXR Phase 90,
yeah,
a Distortion Plus.
Yeah.
And you have to change the batteries on all of these.
None
sure. None of them, you know, you had to change the batteries. And I think I may have had a wah-wah,
yeah,
you know, and that would be it. And then, of course, the reverb and tremolo from the amp.
Yeah.
And that was the pedal board. But Al says, hey, look over at the bar. There was a bar right to the, down to the right of where I was playing. And there, Joe Walsh is sitting there. And Al says, Joe's going to come up, all right? So Joe comes up. And he looks at that. He says to me, what's all this? He unplugs it. He plugs into the deluxe. He turns it up to 10. And the tone of God. And I went, I'm wrong. I'm doing this all wrong.
God, wow.
And I'm doing this all wrong. Let the amp, let that end of it be, you know, control the volume from here. You know, and so I learned early on about, you know, the reason the guitar and the amp, the unsafe guitar we talk about with nothing in between, you know, your sound, it's a real thing.
Oh yeah.
You could ask Tab Benoit about that and some other people who,
sure,
you know, who can plug directly into an amp. And, you know, Derek Trucks can plug into a Princeton and get that same sound because it's all coming from here.
Right. So even like with all of your TV work, were you able to
See, you know, because you guys did come, came to visit me when I was on TV, and I had to get all kinds of sounds that were on record.
Sure, because you're playing with everybody.
So it was kind of like a studio pedal board.
Yeah.
And it sat there and never had to do anything to it. It collected dust a lot.
Yeah.
And I did get into it for a while, but never when I played a live gig.
Yeah.
You know, I tried. I failed miserably with pedal boards. Boards, you know, and as far as there were things I really dug, like I would dig like an Echoplex,
yeah,
because it added something to the front end.
Oh, you know? Sure,
and it didn't have to be a tube. The solid state ones were great too.
Yeah,
and sometimes we'd just run that like tight. That was sort of the, you know, that sound like Eddie Ray Gomez used to have. You know,
sure,
some of these guys had that really tight, just like single slap thing going.
Yeah.
And I like that, the more shit you put, stuff,
yeah,
you put on the ground, I see so many guys, and I'm not to say that, but they spend a lot of time down there.
Right.
You know, so where does that get in the way of what you want to play? You know?
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, this doesn't sound right while you're playing. Well, you've already lost it. You already lost your train of thought and you're playing. So, you know, I mean, that's just me. I don't suggest it for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm already 70, so man, I ain't changing.
Yeah, right, right.
But I will take any pedals that people want me to try.
Yeah, try and convince him.
No,
yeah.
no, go ahead. But no, there's so many great pedal makers.
Sure.
And when I was on the show, I got a lot of stuff from a lot of great, great, great people.
Yeah.
You know, but now I just, for my own blues gigs,
yeah,
and for even what I do here with Blood Brothers, you know, I'm just, you know, I was, I didn't grow up in the pedal board world.
Yeah,
so,
I love that Jill Walsh story.
Well, that's
the
truth.
God,
and Al Cooper used to give me a hard time, and Harvey Brooks would play bass with us, and he would always say to me, and he'd look down and go, you know, Michael, and Bloomfield, he said, you know, Michael just plugged into the amp.
Yeah.
And they were busting my chops.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are you, a wimp? You
know? Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just we come from a different place.
Yeah.
You know? And my heroes were 10 years older than me then. So,
sure.
So a lot of those guys were like, what are you doing? You know, what's, you know, but the truth is, Hendrix would have had a pedal board a mile long by now if he
sure.
was alive.
You're, you know? Right, yeah. You're right, right.
He could play it. And there's, you know, you know, there's some people that are genius with the pedal boards.
Yeah.
You know, and it's they've learned to do things that, you know, Robert Fripp in his own way when he did the Frippertronics with the tape machines.
Yeah.
I guess that was a form of a pedal board.
Sure.
You know, but guys like Nels Klein, he's a scientist, man. You know, he puts his stuff like on a table, and he actually plays the pedal board.
Yeah.
You know, so that's musical to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's musical. He's not on the ground setting. He's up there, actually. He'll do something, and he'll be playing, you know. But if I see, like, a Strymon pedal,
yeah,
I got to go to college.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think they sound, everyone that has them, they sound fantastic. And I'm like, I can't even drive a stick shift. So you get, but with the three of us,
yeah,
you get it progressively gets
more minimal,
yeah,
and you're as minimal as it gets.
Well,
yeah.
well, even more minimal if I didn't have to use the deep state, but I like it now.
Yeah, oh, it sounds great.
So already I'm hooked.
Sure.
In my own way.
Yeah.
Because of all that, all the headroom. A deluxe on three, you know.
Sounds killer. So, what strings and picks are you using?
Sometimes none, and then I have these guys made me picks with my face on them.
Oh, nice.
But they're extra heavy. I mean, they're real heavy.
You know, they're heavy.
As heavy as you can get. I use D'Addario 10-46.
Yeah.
I tried going to 9.5 for a while, but it wasn't. But then I just wrapped it Dwayne Allman style.
Right, the top wrap.
You know, and it makes them feel like a 9.5.
Sure.
You know, you get a little bit more out of it. I remember Dwayne was the first one I ever saw do that.
Right.
And now I know why he did it, you know. And even with a telly, I'll use 10s.
Yeah.
You know, I know some guys go 11, 12, and I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There was a point where I thought that if you're tuned down to E flat.
Sure.
You know, and you're using a 12, you're more like, that's more like an 11. It's about a gauge you lose. Just imagine Hendrix using 9s tuning down to E flat.
Wow.
He had trouble staying in tune, remember? But
yeah.
and when the bar is up, you know. And you ever notice that other thing about Hendrix? Because his guitar is upside down. And you'll see him do this. You'll see him stand there and he'll go, before he plays.
Have you ever seen that? Yes, I have.
Ever seen him do that?
What's he doing?
Because he doesn't have a dot here. He doesn't. So he sometimes he wants to make sure, where's C? Okay, all right there.
Really?
And you'll see him do that.
I have seen him in videos.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, there's the octave, you know. Because if you turn your guitar upside down, there's nothing. You know, it's like.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
You know, and that's it.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, and I do like to have a Les Paul with me if I'm on the road because I don't know what I'm going to run into. I could even have like a JC120 with this setup and get a sound out of it, or something solid state, or even the Tone Master amps, which I love, by the way. I have a bunch of those Fender Masters at home. But I can't always get a Magnetone, which I love, a Twilighter. And I'm going to get one of those Fuchs Audio amps. He's promising to send one my way to listen to. And Joe Bonamassa has a new model coming out.
I just saw that.
And Joe, we did something at the Mint in L.A., and Joe brought that thing.
Oh, really? Like a prototype?
And me and Kirk Fletcher and Slash and Fortis, we were all on the thing together, all of us guitar
players. Oh, cool.
Elliot Easton, rather, we were all there. And Joe had that thing, and we all had to plug in and check it out.
Oh, how cool.
So I'm hoping to find one of those one day.
Oh, I think it's going to find you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry for the disappointment.
I love it. I love
But there is a pedal. There is a pedal.
Yeah.
And I've tried a lot of A pedals, and that's the pedal I like most.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, hey, can't wait to see the show tonight. Thanks so much.
Good.
All right, y'all, check out the Blood Brothers.
The reason we only stock D'Addario strings is because D'Addario strings are perfect.
When people come in here, they think that we get them for free or something like that, but we don't. We have no other reason except for dependability and tone.